Good evening. This is LaVarne Williams. I'm the convener for the Election Committee for the Pacifica National Board. I believe we have a quorum. We are trying to get back into our meetings again. And I have a listing. I don't have a complete roll call, but I do have a list here. So what I will do, this is LaVarne Williams, is that I will call the roll for the people who I know who are on the line, and then I'll call the names of the other individuals that I believe I have to be on the committee. Again, this is the Pacifica National Board Election Committee. And so I'll start with Wendy Schroll.
Here.
Mary Berg.
Here.
Rob Robinson.
Here.
Ted West Weisskull.
Here.
Carolyn Burton.
Here.
LaVarne Williams, present. Richard Phelps.
Here.
Patty Heffley.
Present.
Okay, so there we have eight people. So we sent out... I'm sorry?
You're going to read the rest now, right?
Yes, I am. The rest, I believe I have email addresses, so I'll try to get the list here. The other individuals we have are Julie Rodriguez. Let's see, I don't have the... Okay. From L.A., Julie Rodriguez, I have email addresses. I think
just ask if they're here. Kimberly
okay,
King.
Okay, there's a Bill G4. Who is that?
Bill Gallegos.
Oh, Bill Gallegos and Politicam. So that's Kim.
Kimberly King.
Kimberly King.
You said Jane Gatewood.
Okay, from Washington, Jane Gatewood.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, it's not present. Do we know the second person from TFW?
Yes.
Who is that?
Jane's from PFW.
Right.
Gloria,
who's the
Gloria
third person? I'm sorry, the third person.
Gloria Turner is also from PFW.
Okay, Gloria Turner, who's not present. Okay, and then we have from BAI, I believe we have Serene Roberts. She's not present.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so then I believe we sent out a... an agenda for the meeting this evening. Did everyone receive a copy of that?
Yes.
Okay, very good. I'll just go over the agenda to have what we have sent out. We wanted to talk about exactly what we're doing, the communications, emails. We want to elect the chair and secretary. We'd like a status of any special committees that have been trying to work on some things. We want to look at the database in terms of that's one of the projects that we have ongoing, or one of the integral parts of the party elections, and something we really need to work on. And then other items we need to consider and prioritize, including supervising the national and local elections, financing elections, oversight of elections, changes in calendar and procedure, and then talk some about the agenda for the June 12th meeting. Now, initially I'd set the meeting for June the 13th, but the PNB has taken that as a date to have a PNB meeting. So I had scheduled, sent out notice, and it's also on the calendar for June the 12th, which is a Sunday, starting at the same time, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So does anyone have any questions, changes to the agenda?
I posted something earlier this afternoon. I don't know if anybody got it.
This is Rob?
This is Ted from Houston.
Ted.
Yeah, I did.
I'm sorry. Ted from Houston. I didn't get that you were on.
Yes.
It's Ted with a T.
Ted. Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay.
I like you.
Okay.
I saw it and I briefly looked at it, but what was it? Could you kind of go over it, since most people evidently did not see it?
Where was it posted?
I think I sent it just directly to Carolyn.
Oh,
that was a question you asked me. Yes. Well, maybe you want to repeat your question, Ted. The answer is that I couldn't find it, but maybe someone else knows.
Well, I raised, I think I sent it to LaVarne.
Yeah, I did. I saw it, I looked at it briefly, but I was not at home at the time. So was it something concerning the agenda? Would you like to talk about it?
Well, I'll just read exactly what I wrote. It said, and maybe Wendy will dispute this, but I said, one huge issue here in Houston, at least as far as I'm concerned, is the election of representatives from the LSB to the PNB. We have no protocols as to how this campaign shall be conducted, and I think this committee needs to address this, if not tonight, then soon. When the Houston LSB last met, I had to fight for one-minute speeches by the candidates before voting. That's for the PND election. Some outspoken members of our LSB shouted that we knew the candidates. I think nationally we need to have protocols, and I contest the idea that most members of the LSB really know the agendas of the people who are nominated. Also, the bylaws address the filling of a vacancy on the PNB. We have to fill Mike Martin's seat. Some say that only people with 1 year of previous service may be nominated, but Article 5, Section 8 does not say that. Some say it's understood. One attorney I spoke with has told me that in law you cannot make assumptions. I think we need to clear this up nationally. In reference to the bylaws, I can't find the article that created this committee. Can you help me find it or send me the motion that did so? I would like to be familiar with our mandate.
Can I speak to that?
Please.
It's Richard.
Who is this? Please. Oh, go ahead. Thank you.
Well, first of all, my analysis of your question, it's a real problem, but it's not for this committee. That would go to governance, I believe,
mm-hmm.
because this committee has to do with the national elections that we have, you know, of electing people when we have the election every 2 or 3 years. That's the purpose of this committee, is to review the last election, come up with ideas on how to make it better next
mm-hmm.
time.
Yes.
So in terms of internal electing of members and things, that's not our mandate and not what we're about. That would be a governance thing, I would believe.
Go ahead, please.
Mary Bird, I think actually the whole election process needs to be looked at, whether it goes in the bylaws or whether it goes in a procedure, in a policy manual.
Well, Carolyn,
I agree with Mary.
But
this is
the thing about it is that we badly need to expand the election process to include certain lacunae like what you're mentioning there, Ted. So,
right.
But I don't think we could take it up as a thing now. I think there's so much stuff in
yes,
the election.
Okay. Right. I totally agree. Well, I'm sorry, was that Wendy or Carolyn? I'm sorry. Are you through, Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Carolyn?
Yes, this is Carolyn. I think we do need to set an agenda, and what we're about might be a good item on that. We may end up putting it off to a subcommittee, what we can and cannot hold. But I do think right now we should focus on items on the agenda without arguing them.
Mm-hmm.
And then if maybe Ted could phrase that as a motion, we could move it along that way.
That would be great.
If I can just say one more thing, I did say in the first paragraph of this that if we can't discuss these issues tonight, I would like to see them discussed. I also said I would like the mandate that created this committee, because I think that would then clear up whether this has to go to some other committee or whether we can handle it. I appreciate the concept that this may not be under the purview of this committee, but I want to see the exact wording so I know whether or not that is an opinion or whether that is fact.
Okay, thank you. Was there someone who came on the call?
This is Patty, though. Although this committee was created in the January board meeting, I believe, and we don't have the minutes to describe for you
exactly
what this committee's purview is.
Precisely. We don't have the minutes.
And William's phone number?
This is LaVar. We do not have the minutes for the meeting. Everyone has... I think a couple of people have tried to contact William on that, and we were told by Leilani that they actually paid for someone to come in and transcribe the minutes, and I believe that was for the minutes that were in January. But subsequent to then, we had telephone conference calls the PNB did for the first quarter, and I don't believe we have minutes for any of our meetings for that first quarter when William was elected the secretary, and since then, of course, now we have Donna, who has graciously accepted the call to be the secretary for the PNB, and she has actually produced minutes from our last telephone conference. So we are moving forward, and we had, I believe, Rob and a number of other people try to do minutes since that time, and you guys have done a good job on that. But for the first quarter, when William was secretary, we have no minutes. We were told we had the minutes transcribed. We haven't seen that either.
Well, Laverne, let me then say that I don't want this first meeting to be in any way, shape, or form a contentious one, and therefore I don't want what I just read to be a part of tonight's meeting, but I would like to just leave it on the table until we better understand exactly what we're mandated to do.
Okay.
Point of order, Laverne?
Please.
Do we have someone taking notes at this meeting?
Well, I thank you for reminding me. I was actually attempting to do the minutes myself, but if someone would like to volunteer to help with this, I would certainly appreciate that, and I could share the responsibility.
Okay, I'd share it with you, Laverne.
Okay, great.
I'm taking my little scribble notes, but it would be nice.
Can I make a point of order to everybody? And I made this mistake when I spoke the first time. This is Richard Phelps. It would be really helpful if people would say their name, since we can't see each other when people start talking, because I know some voices and I don't know others, and I'm at a loss of who's saying what half the time.
Very good. So if we could just, this is Laverne, so if we could just, and the other thing is that I, as the convener, I'm like, I guess the temporary chair, but I would certainly open it up to anyone who would like to, our next thing after we do the first we need to accept the agenda and we do the communications,
right.
Clean that up, and then we can get to the election of the chair and secretary. Again, I would ask that, is there anyone for a motion to move
yes.
it? Approve
Mary
the agenda?
Berg here, I move we accept the agenda.
Okay, is there anyone who has any objections?
Well, I have an addition, I think.
Please.
And perhaps it comes, this is Carolyn, I'm sorry, Richard. This constitutes perhaps business left over from the last meeting, but there was a motion. I think it was the WBI Election Rescue Act,
right.
Which was brought to the national and mandated back to this committee to look at. So I don't know whether that's, I guess it's new business, but somewhere down the line, and I'm still waiting to, trying to find the exact text that was presented to the PNB. But maybe we should put it on the list, and if we don't get to it tonight, at least it will be there the next time.
This is Wendy. Can I say something? All of these things really hinge on getting the minutes from the January LA meeting, and so that is going to be one of my highest priorities. I've mentioned it a few times, and then new things come up. So, yes, to anybody listening, yes, the foundation did take the lead in making sure that the everything was transcribed word for word, but we still haven't seen minutes produced from that, and we really need that, and I will do my best to get those minutes for everybody, because that will make all of our work so much easier.
Yes,
so much not hard. I mean.
Okay. So, Carolyn, so we'd like to move. We'd like to add that in terms of. Do we want to just maybe move it for the agenda for the 12th, since that's like less than a week away?
Okay. That's fine. I'll so move. Yes.
Okay.
You.
So again, the motion was to accept the agenda. And are there objections? Okay. So the motion passes. That we are is approved. That we'll continue. We'll operate on the agenda that was sent out. Thank you very much. So the first item on the agenda, communications. Okay, so what we had, actually Carolyn has done a really good job in getting a listing, I'm trying to find it again, I just had it up, on a list of the members on the committee, and in attempting to call the names, that's the list that I was using. So from there, though, we would need their telephone numbers, and you have email addresses. So what I would need to do, or what we would need to do, is to send that out to each one to update in terms of if there's any other information you'd like to add to that list. So I can put that as an action item for the committee, and we can assign responsibility toward the end, and that's to send the list of committee members.
This is Carolyn, if I may.
Please.
I sent out a list, and I've already had to correct it three times today. So we're short a couple of things on the list, but since I started that, I'll try to update it and get it out to everyone.
Okay, so I'll put the action item as Ms. Burton, okay?
Can I get any clarification? What list are you talking about? List of the people on this committee?
Yes.
Richard.
Yes, this is Carolyn. I sent out a list a couple of times, once as an attachment and once in an email message with the names and phone numbers that I had. And
I didn't get that list.
Really? I thought it was in a memo, a message, an email message that I sent directly to everybody.
Well, was everybody on this PAC Elections 05 group?
I'll send it out again. Mm-hmm.
Is anybody here not on that? This is Mary Berg.
No, everyone was on the list. Okay. Who's here. Uh-huh.
Doreen says she has another email address, Carolyn, that begins more_serene@yahoo.com. Do you have that?
No, if she would send that to me, that's fine.
Okay.
She has Serene LSB is the one I have, but okay, that's fine. And she, yes, if she'll send it to me, that's fine, and I will certainly change it. And Rob, I have one for you.
Yep.
Anybody who has two addresses, please let me know which one you're using. Ditto phone numbers. If you have a cell and a regular, I'd like to have both.
Point of information, when this... these emails come.
I'm sorry, is this Richard Fell?
Yeah, it's Richard again.
You were the one that asked to happen.
What will be the address it comes from? From you or from something else?
Hmm?
Carolyn, if you're sending out a list of all the members and phone numbers and so forth, is it going to be from your list or is it going to be coming out of this PAC election thing?
Well, I sent the original, this is Carolyn, I sent the list out originally under my name to all the email addresses that I had, including yours. But there is a Yahoo Groups list that I set up temporarily, which a lot of people are having trouble getting into the archives of.
When did you send this, Carolyn?
Oh, I'll have to double-check. A week or so ago,
I have it. I had it here on the list.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But perhaps you didn't scroll down, because I may have put something else at the top and then the names at the bottom. But I will certainly send it to you again. And,
hold on. I'll go look, so you won't have to do that.
Well, it's going to have to be updated after tonight already. You know,
okay.
Because I have this, Jane Gatewood, and then Bill Gallegos, I misspelled his name. And somewhere I have his phone number. I don't have Rodriguez and King, if anyone has those. And to send them, that would be helpful.
Okay, very good.
And then the next thing I think is that e-list. Which e-list do we want to use? There's one left over from last year.
Last year, Carolyn was the chair of the election committee, and I think that you guys had everything really set up. I think we should continue that.
The old one?
We just updated for the individuals.
I'll tell you what the problem is. The problem is that a lot of people on that list are not on this committee. And I asked them to unsubscribe themselves and erase all their messages.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know, I didn't get an answer except from one person. So I don't know if I should go in there and wipe their messages.
Was that list going to be used again?
We could use it again. I did set up a new list and I moved over as much as possible, but we might be interested in some of the messages if people don't mind leaving them up. But I just haven't heard from enough people.
I think it's better to
comfortable wiping the list.
No, this is Mary Berg. I think it's better to have the new one because the old one, I don't know.
What if anyone else has an opinion? And it appears then that the new list, and what about the old list? Can we just delete the whole thing? Or if there is...
Again, I guess I could. If we're not going to use it, I don't see any reason to keep it up for historical purposes.
Yeah, I think we should keep it up, but nothing's being sent to it, so you might want to use it again next year for the elections.
Well, nothing's being sent to it.
You guys, is there a motion on the floor?
No, we were just discussing which list to use, the new e-list, of which Carolyn has there, or the old one. So...
Can somebody say what the issue is besides the old one isn't being used and the people didn't unsubscribe voluntarily? That seems like irrelevant. This committee is this committee, and so it would be real simple just to make the members be this committee, and then they would have the benefit of the archives of the old committee.
Well, there are two issues there. The archives are almost moot because I've moved everything from that list onto the new list in the file section.
Okay, can I make a motion?
Please.
I move that we use the new list, which is called what? PAC Elections?
05. PAC elections 05.
Mm-hmm. Is anybody else?
Second?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll second.
Okay. Are there any objections to this motion? Okay, so the motion's passed, so moved. Okay, any other issues on communications, phones? Okay. So let me just go back over this again. Since the motion was seconded and moved, Carolyn, are there any questions in terms of what we need to do for the list? Are there any?
Well, again, Yahoo sort of forces you to get a Yahoo email account, which I really regret, but I don't see any way around it. There used to be a workaround, but I can't find one now. So
there used
I think
to be a way that, this is Mary Bird, there used to be a way, and I don't know if anyone knows about it with Yahoo, where the moderator of the list could subscribe to people directly without their having to do it. And that was the way where I was able to, when I could do that and just be on, I could get to the web and look at the website and look at uploaded files. If I had to go to my own account is when
mm-hmm.
I could not do that. But if someone else subscribed me, then I could. I don't know if that's true now or if they let the moderators do it or what.
I don't think so. I think people I tried to subscribe to this list still cannot get into the archives. Is there anybody here who tried and cannot get into the archives of the new list?
I'm having a problem with my trying to get in Yahoo. I've set up about two accounts, and every time I try to get back in, I just have to redo it. I'll just redo the whole thing. But again, let me ask you a question. Do you have to have an invitation to be into the list? Does it still work like that?
Well, that's the problem. As Mary said, there are two systems, the inviting and then the just adding. So I tried to add people, but then when I went to check to see if they had logged in, I saw that Yahoo has added this ask for profile thing, so I had to send out another message to people asking them to get a Yahoo account. So I think they've closed
that. I see. They want more advertising. Right, got it.
Yes, right.
More victims.
Okay, so basically to resolve this, what each individual needs to do, and so we all have action items, is to make sure that we have a Yahoo account. And then we have the address for PAC elections. So we all can just go to the archives. And do we need anything beside that, beyond that?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Okay. So the action for all of us is to have a Yahoo account so we can access PAC elections _05.
Well, could I speak to that a minute, Mary Bird?
Please.
And then Wendy.
The governance committee, our Paul really wanted everyone to be able to get up there, but it so happens that a lot of people had problems getting uploaded files, so they didn't have any minutes or anything, although they all had accounts and were all subscribed. But so he ended up capitulating and agreeing to send the things out via attachments or as text. And maybe we could do the same thing here, because I don't know what the volume will be of files, but... that might be something to consider. I don't know how many people besides myself are having the problem. I would prefer never to have to go to the site and just get my stuff in email.
Okay, thank you.
But,
Wendy, please.
Well, I'm concerned that we're spending all this time on a national call with something like this. And so, if we need a motion, I would move that we let Carolyn figure it out because I think she's very capable and she's... and so if she can't get everybody subscribed to a list with equal privileges, then I don't know. Then just send it out in email.
Okay.
To their regular email address.
Okay, Vinny.
Yeah, we may have to do that.
Okay. Okay. So then the action is that we'll use the new e-list. Carolyn will work it all out so that if there are some issues continues, she'll let us know. And that the other action item is that each one of us should go in and set up a Yahoo account. Okay. So the next item, can we move to the next item, election of chair and secretary?
Yes.
Okay, great. So we want to go to chair first. Okay. So I would like to receive any names that anyone would like to make to nominate for chair of the election committee.
Well, LaVarne, I would like to ask if you would like to continue.
I would like to, but I really can't at this time. I'm still having some, plus I'm working on a couple of other things on the BNB. And I can nominate, right? I'd like to nominate Carolyn. I think that Carolyn has done a really great job over the last year trying to hold everything together, and that I really believe that Carolyn would do an excellent job, be an excellent chair.
Yeah, I was going to nominate her also, but or second it or something, but you don't have
okay.
to,
don't have to second
them. No, you don't have to second them.
Okay, are there any other nominees? Okay, so at this point, I think we still have to go through through the process of sending in the ballots. So let's go next to secretary for the election committee. So I would like to, or do we have names? Anyone would like to nominate as secretary for the committee?
Can I? I would like to nominate Mary Bird.
You really don't like me, do you?
No, it's just that at this point, you know, the PNB members are so overextended that I don't think we would do a good job. And so if anybody else wants, I'll nominate anybody else who wants to do it, too. I mean, I don't have a preference.
Yeah, what about, I'd like to nominate Richard Phelps.
I don't really have the time to do it right now. I've got 16, I'm just way too busy.
Yeah.
To keep track of it. I've got 16 other things I'm keeping track of.
I wish that the other members who weren't on the call were here.
Yeah. Okay, are there any other nominees?
This is Ted. I have a point of information and the question. Hello?
Yes, please.
Okay. My question is, once we select a chair and a secretary, if either they feel that the work is overwhelming or of the committee chooses to want to select...
Excuse me, Ted, can I just... Did anyone either go off or come on the call?
That was a go-off sound.
Okay.
That was go-off.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, continue, Ted.
I'm just wondering now if that was an editorial statement on what I'm saying, but in any case, what I'd like to know is whether or not we can change chairs without a whole lot of difficulty if, for whatever reason, the committee chooses to do so.
They just vote.
Yeah.
So we could vote somebody out and somebody else.
Sure. That person would then say they're sorry, but they can't do it anymore, and we just go and elect somebody else. This is
or the committee could say that person isn't doing a good job. We elect somebody else.
Either way.
Yeah.
Okay. So is there?
Ted, do you want to be secretary, Ted?
Oh, at least three times. No.
What? Oh, okay.
At least three times, no.
Okay. So the nominees the nominee we have for secretary at this time is Mary Burke. Is there anyone you would like to nominate who's not present at the time?
Yeah, that's what to do.
Okay.
Person would have to have indicated that they wanted
they'd
to
have
do
to
it.
Be
oh, we've been through this before. We've nominated people in absentia before, but I don't think it's...
Right. Okay, so shall we close the nomination for secretary at this time? Okay, so then I believe what we need to do then is that I think we still need to go through the process, although we have the two nominees sending in the ballots. So at this time...
Ms. Moneybird, is that actually... Somebody said Rob was saying, I want to know why this is. I don't understand. I didn't see anywhere in the bylaws where we have to do that if there's only one, there's no other nominee.
I
have never seen that, and it seems to me a waste of
resources. It doesn't say you don't have to do that if there's only one nominee. What it says is you have to do that. And I've been arguing lately that I've seen us do it both ways, but what the bylaws say is that you're supposed to send in a ballot.
And I think that, and that, you know, you can just send in a postcard, so the question is, where should we send it to? You can send it to, you could send it to me if you'd like, or are there any other, anyone has any other...
Yeah, actually, since, theoretically, you're still in charge.
I'm the convener. You could
Well, you are that entity until if we really have to do this. I think I'm going to look at Roberts, because if the bylaws don't address it and Roberts does and says that you don't have to do any such a thing.
Well, I have a point of information, but I think that we, like Wendy said, we have gone over this
Let's
of times. So I would like to just go ahead and follow this so that we can take care of this.
LaVarne,
yes.
Are you prepared to give out your mailing address over
no, I'll
the
send
public
you an email.
Stream?
No, I'll send an email.
And
okay.
This is a Patty moment?
Please.
Is it possible to fax? Has that ever been an issue or a question?
Yeah, you could fax it to me. I mean, my fax is weird, but
no,
it usually
because
works.
I don't think so, because if we're doing this, the bylaws say that it has...
By mail. Okay.
Okay. Okay, so the action item with number four, action item, is to send in ballots, send ballots to LW, that's me, LaVarne Williams, and I will send an email. I have these email addresses here to everyone to send their ballot in. And so the nominees are for chair or Carolyn, the nominees are for chair Carolyn Burton and for secretary Mary Berg.
And with one caveat, this is Carolyn, there is one person who has no email. So we'll have to get
that
mailing address.
Gloria Turner.
Okay, so who's going to call her?
I did call today and left a message. You did, Rob?
Rob
okay.
just said he would call her.
Good.
Can you just send out a confirmation that you did that? That'd be great. That's perfect.
Yeah,
and
if you get me the information email, I'll make sure that Gloria gets it hard copy some way, shape, or form.
And,
okay.
and just to clarify, we're not going to send this to some Yahoo group that some people can't access. You're going to send it to their regular email address, right?
Absolutely, because I can't. When I tried to send it out to the Yahoo group, it came back to me. So
okay, we don't
want to
go back into that.
Okay, so when so today is Monday, so when should we ask everyone to mail them in? By Wednesday, Thursday?
Sure.
I mean,
like
have them in
what?
The mail by Wednesday, Thursday, Wednesday. Have them in the mail by Wednesday? I live in a small town, Union City, so, you know, it's not like coming to Oakland or San Francisco. It's going to take them a day or whatever, you know. It's kind of like Yahoo type stuff.
Well, do we want to say they're postmarked by Wednesday?
By Wednesday? You can just do a postcard.
Yeah, but it has a postmark on it.
Yeah, I'm saying that, you know, it doesn't have to be anything elaborate. I mean, I dropped my ballots in the mail for secretary using postcards and a little letter. Okay, so then the action is to send ballots to me,
mm-hmm.
to LaVarne,
mm-hmm.
and Rob is to call Gloria Turner.
Mm-hmm.
And we should have them in the mail by Wednesday, and I'll follow up if I haven't received them by, it'll probably be Saturday then before.
When are you sending your address?
I'll go on after the meeting and just go into email
okay.
and send it to you. Okay. Okay, very mm-hmm. good. I think we're moving along. The next item is the status of this committee. So I would like to entertain any thoughts from... the members?
What do you mean the status?
Status, where is that? Oh, status of the special, oh yeah. It's,
it's
we approved it, but I didn't know that.
Well, I think that, you know, what we've talked about is, it has to do, well, we went over the whole thing with not having the minutes, but in terms of, you know, like, where we, I guess how we need to move forward on this, but once we have our chair in place and our chair can really... outline, you know, where we think we need to move on this. I think that, you know, I think one good thing, I think a couple of committees, like, you know, we've come up with, like, you know, what is our mission, you know, how many, you know, we were given some information on, initially on having a report or something by some point in time, which really is not...
oh, yeah, it's like tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
That's going to work.
That, yeah, so, I mean, those were kind of the thoughts that I had about this. If anyone mm-hmm. else had any other thoughts, you know, we can entertain those.
This is Wendy.
Please.
There was some kind of a June date for a report on the previous election that was outlined at, I think, the January meeting, and that date is obviously unrealistic, so
yeah.
I think that this committee should... You know, we should give a report at the PNB meeting in less than 2 weeks. So perhaps at that time we should ask, or we should set a date now, another date, and just, you know, ask the PNB to approve another date for our committee, or make a date list. I don't know, you know, something to say to negate this unrealistic date of June 1st or June whatever.
This is Carolyn.
Please.
As Wendy said, a lot hinges on what our mandate was, but I do think that making it a special committee with a deadline was unrealistic because these election problems are longstanding and they're going to take a long time. And I would like us to think about asking to be turned into a regular committee instead of a special committee. We have enough members from each station to be a standing committee.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the question is why
mm-hmm.
the PNB would not want a standing committee
yeah.
for elections, which seems to have so many problems going on. So
okay. Do we have a motion?
This is Mary Burke here. If you move that, I second it. I think that's really what we should be doing, deadline or no
deadline. Is that a preemptive second?
Well, it's just a second. Oh, yeah, well, I'll go second. You go on.
Okay, and the motion is?
I think to attach the motion to our committee report in Berkeley,
we request that
we be turned into a standing committee.
The
PND, mm-hmm. And that we have the requisite members, and we've been meeting regularly, and we believe that the issues are such that we need to.
I would object.
Address them on a permanent.
We haven't been meeting regularly. I mean, it's but we will.
We will have by then.
Well, would have been meeting regularly if they hadn't keep superseding us.
Well, we had scheduling conflicts, but we've got the calendar now, and it's all pretty nice.
Everybody's going to be better about that from now on.
We can revise that motion maybe by the next next meeting. Maybe I'll put that in writing, and we can look at it in writing.
This is Robin. I think that these are vital issues, but I'm not sure that I understand why it's essential that this be a standing committee.
I think the reasoning, Rob, was we're about to be going into another election cycle, and we haven't been able to get, I think it was really just to absolve the deadline.
Well, I think this is Carolyn, I think that's important that we're going into another cycle, and it's coming up very quickly. So these are ongoing issues that just need to be addressed.
But, what difference does it make whether you're a blue ribbon commission or a task force or a standing committee or an advisory committee? If you're working on a problem, why does what you're called affect the importance of what you do and how you do it?
Mary Burke here.
Please.
The reason why I have always wanted it to be a standing committee is that we're going to keep needing this on an ongoing basis, because the election procedures will have to be changed as technology or whatever changes. We're going to have to review the mistakes, and there always will be some. And if you have to keep forming this thing, it'll take 6 months every election year. It's just kind of silly. This is a very important issue, and we need constantly to see that we improve our process, even if there are no more egregious mistakes. Still, we could do it a little better every time. And we need this committee to review, to make sure that there's somebody, some entity to whom this thing is accountable.
But the reason
And if it's a standing committee, it continues from year to year. Whereas it's an ad hoc or a special committee or a task force, it goes away. There's a date for it to report. It reports, it dies, and all that work has to be done again by the next group. So, as I have read the rules of Roberts and the bylaws and all, I think the best way to do that, that's my personal opinion, and I've thought that since last year. So that's why I want it.
This is Ted from Houston, and I would certainly support that. I'm looking at Article 8 of the bylaws, and if this does not become a standing committee, then the National Board every year has to vote to create this committee, a waste of their time, and all the other points that Mary just made.
But we have to create all of the standing committees every year because we elect a board every year.
Not the committee, maybe the membership of it, but not the existence of an election committee.
Right, and not the documents and everything else and the motions and the whole thing.
Okay, so this is
Lauren.
Can we just do the motion tonight and vote on it so we can move on it?
Well, it already has been moved and seconded, and Rob asked.
Okay, I thought that there was a point. Okay, so the
point of order.
Sure, please.
Just like maybe we could take out the part that Wendy objected to about the meeting regularly, and then the language is fine.
Okay,
it's fine with me. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I have here is that we move that the PNB recognize the election committee as a standing committee of the PNB with requisite members and with important issues to be discussed on an ongoing basis or something like that.
Well, I think it just has to say recognize the Election Review Committee as a standing committee, and then the rest is arguments in favor of it, right?
Okay,
I mean, you don't
fine.
Have to move that there are important issues to be discussed, right?
Okay, that's okay. That would be the motion. Okay, I have that down. Okay, so they moved. Who seconded?
I'm sorry. Richard.
Excuse me. This is Ted from Houston, and I'm starting to see the disease called Robert's Rules of Order wrong apparently manifest itself. If you have a committee of 12 people or less participating in a meeting like we do right now, you don't need seconds, and you don't need to say point of order. You just speak to whatever it is you want to speak. And a moment ago, the point of order was not a point of order. It was just an argument. It was just a statement.
Okay, thank you.
Ted.
Thank you.
Oh,
okay,
okay,
so it was Carolyn's motion, right? But we did have a second, and that was Mary Bird.
We didn't.
So are there any objections to this motion? Okay, so it's moved, and it's a motion, so we'll have it in a minute.
It's
thank you very
unanimously,
much.
Right?
Okay.
It's a resolution. Yes. It's not a motion.
Okay.
A bird by any other name is still Carolyn. I mean, it's still whatever.
We resolve. Okay.
Okay. Well, it passes unanimously anyhow.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Great.
Okay. Then the next item we have on the list is database. The database, the integrity, the audit of the database. We'd like to have discussions on this item. We'd like to open it up. So, please.
This is Carolyn, if I may.
Please.
I think that's probably an item to be considered along with the rest of those in five.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a large issue, but it still is one of several large issues. So maybe we need to look at all the issues in four and five and begin to prioritize. May explain what we understand by them and then decide what we want to consider first.
Okay, great. Okay, so the other items are supervising the national and local elections. We have the other item that we just discussed, or we just read, was the database, the integrity and the audit of the database. We had talked about financing the elections and oversight of elections, changes in calendar and procedures in the elections. So in terms of, I guess what I would like to ask in terms of the prioritizing these for the committee are, in terms of timelines, you know, what we will address first, you know, what is the most important, like when we do our report for the PNB, is there one of these issues that we can have sort of laid out, maybe a timeline or something that we can address now, or it's open for consideration?
This is Richard. I'd like to
please
speak to something I think is very important. It fits in here about supervising national and local elections. I think we need to have a strong statement about a national election supervisor. I think it's very important that we plan and get somebody early, and that we, you know, I don't know what the criteria was last time. I think it was kind of rushed through, but it became apparent to me as the election developed that we picked somebody who was not into what I would call inclusive democracy. And I think we really need somebody who is strongly mission-oriented and into inclusive democracy. We need to put something together that sets up a criteria for somebody for that position, because the wrong person in that position can really screw things up.
Okay, can I just intervene as take personal privilege? This is Lauren. What happened, I recall, last year was that there was a date that we had for the National Election Supervisor to be hired, I believe was like mid-May or something.
It was mid-May.
And that no one had been hired by the national office, and that Carol really took it on to, like, get a name for
it. No, it wasn't Carol. I'm sorry. It was the election committee. I can tell you that precisely.
Okay, it was the election committee. Mm-hmm. But I know that in the discussions that I know I'd had at some of the LSB meetings, I know Carol would really talked about it and was trying to move on that. But the election committee at KPFA?
Yes, and the man that was recommended was recommended by one of our members. He seemed fine at first, and we approved of him. So.
Okay, but that's what kind of moved things forward.
And then
we got it run
through quickly to get it done in time for the July start date.
Right, but this is a national election, so we need to see how we're involving the other stations in terms of selecting the national election supervisor. So What were the, I'm sorry, Richard. So,
I was going to speak next.
Okay, but I'm sorry, I just need to clear what you said. So your point was that in terms of just the importance of it, or are there some points
you'd
like to...
We need to set up some criteria. It's not just some who knows somebody. You know, we really need, like when we hire a GM, we put out a, you know, criteria for requirements for somebody to have that position, and I think we need to think about that and be very clear about the type of person that we want. And if they don't meet those standards, I mean, you know, it's such an important position, as we saw in the last election. I mean, you know, the National Election Supervisor decided ostensibly on his own not to send out the candidate statements,
mm-hmm.
which would have smashed the inclusivity of the election.
Okay.
And his comment to me was, well, people can go to the library and look them up on a computer if they don't have one.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, so we really need to get somebody who's, you know,
right.
We need to think about that and how we structure it.
All right.
Yeah, this
next,
is
Mary.
I'm
sorry,
next.
Wendy was next. Go
I think
ahead, Mary,
I was
please.
Next, actually.
Yes.
Rob.
Mary?
Yeah.
And Rob. Okay, Wendy and then Rob.
Yeah, I actually, our election committee was writing up stuff, and I did write up a whole thing about this, which unfortunately got lost in the computer crash, but I have given a lot of thought to it. Firstly, we need to hire somebody starting in January, not in May.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Can you just give a summary on this?
Yeah, I am doing that.
Okay, well, thanks. Okay, great.
You know, we may change the date, but it has to be done at least 6 months before. We have to, and I think this committee should write this up. And if this is going to be who is going to do this work? We need to draft a very careful, detailed job description. And in that job description, there has to be accountability built in.
Oh, really?
Together with flexibility for the person to act and not have to come for permission every minute. But my suggestion was to break it down into phases with accountability procedures at each level, like we would have maybe 20 phases in the whole election. Rob, I already told you this, but I'm
mm-hmm.
putting it out to everybody. And each one has a feedback. One good way to have accountability is not to pay the man except in broken debt or the woman in phases. And then if they don't perform the first level, they don't get paid for that. And if it's bad enough, we remove them.
This is Melinda. Are we talking about general manager?
No, election supervisor.
Okay, on what level?
The national and the local would have a similar procedure.
Okay, well, I've got a suggestion for the local.
Okay, just a second. I think we have. I think
when did you come on,
Wendy?
I apologize.
Okay, great. It's good to have you on. I think Wendy was next, and then Rob. Mary, were you through?
Put me on.
Did you put me on, Carol? Yeah, after Rob. Okay, were you through, Mary?
Well, just so you know, who needs to write up this document, because that's going to be the key thing. That's a very key feature of the whole election procedure, and I'm suggesting that we write it up in this committee. Let's see what others think.
Okay, can I put an action item on here, since Mary has said that she had some stuff that you lost it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you written something again?
I think I may have.
Okay, well, if you have, can I just put an action item, and maybe you can send that out to share with the committee, or
okay.
Should we wait and have like a subcommittee to work this together?
Yeah, this is Carolyn. Could you put me on the stack, please?
Yeah, I have you there. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I'll just move forward with that. I'll just move on to the next. Wendy, please.
Thanks, Laverna. I hadn't even actually asked to be on the stack. You must have heard somebody else. But since I'm here, I'm going to say that in hearing people say, well, we have to hire somebody in January instead of July, we can do that, but we have to present a financial impact statement to the national board so they can authorize that. I mean, we're vilified all the time for our elections costing too much, and they do cost too much. And so... You know, it's okay if we want to do that, if we want to make it better, but we have to show why that's worth spending more money.
Melinda, could I correct you? I didn't say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, I spoke badly. I meant we have to start the hiring process. We have to start
the
search.
That's okay. We'll
I didn't mean we hired
the person. Okay, just a second. Let me go through the stack, because we're losing that.
So that's helpful. I misunderstood what was said.
I misspoke,
but at the same time, we also have to remember that... I'm sure we haven't outreached as much as we could to get the
mm-hmm.
best people for this position, but it's also a pretty specialized position, and so we got to keep that in mind, too. It's not like we have, you know, hundreds
right.
of people applying for this job,
right.
and so I think what Mary said makes sense, you know, I haven't seen it, and I would like to see it. I also also like what Richard says, you know, to really spell out what we want, so we can't just all say, well, you didn't do what we didn't tell you to do, you know. And so anyway, that's my comment. I'm going to leave it at that, not being on the stack and all.
See, now I'm Melinda, and I'm waiting patiently.
Okay, well, next is Rob. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Cool.
Sure. I just would like to say that I think in this discussion tonight, we need to kind of lay out the broad scope of work. The discussions about what happened with the last local election supervisor, and I think he did make some spectacularly awful decisions. But I think, and we need to discuss this within the parameters of this committee, but tonight, as much as possible, if we could talk about the broad work plan that we're going to adopt, then we'll get through it and we'll have a better sense of where we have to go in future.
And if I could just interrupt, what we're going to tell the PNB in 10 days.
Okay, well, that's where we're working toward that.
Part
okay,
of the
so
work.
Yeah, we're working,
okay.
Yeah. Okay.
This is Chad, I'd like to be put on the stack.
Okay, Carolyn.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, well, let me just go. Carolyn, Melinda, then Ted.
And Patty.
Okay, please, Carolyn.
Okay, thank you. I think that we do have a lot of problems. One of them is the timetable for hiring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There is a job description. I think absolutely crucial piece of this, though, is to clarify the relationship between the ED and the supervisor. That was the cause of our problems last time, to a great extent. If you look at the recommendations we made and how the ED objected to them and what the causes of conflict were, very often it was the ED and the supervisor not agreeing on how to go, or even who should make the calls.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe it would be behoove us to lay out a statement somewhere on that to ask the board to clarify that if we can think of what to do. I think we're looking at a subcommittee here.
Yeah, is this Patty
this
talking?
Committee, and I see Mary and Richard. I would like to be on that. I don't know who
mm-hmm.
would like to be, but three or four people to lay out the outline of what should be covered in this, and then some ideas that should go into it. Does that sound feasible to everyone?
Yeah, that sounds great.
That.
Okay. And Melinda?
Yes, well, speaking... Oops. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I lost Melinda.
Okay, let's go to Ted.
Okay. Every time I talk outside the box, and I'm about to, I get jumped all over, so don't jump all over me. Since
I'm hard over the phone.
I'm prefacing this statement. It has to do with the funding for national elections, and it's not appropriate to bring it up here except to get it on the agenda for future discussion, and that is the possibility of getting either a foundation or even some organization like Mother Jones Magazine or The Nation or whomever.
I'm sorry, Ted, I apologize.
Melinda,
that's just what I said. Okay, Melinda, Ted is talking in, so after Ted, and then you would be on, and then Patty, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, please continue, Ted.
I think I was pretty much finished. Just
I'm
the
sorry.
Idea that, that...
My bad.
That, pardon me?
I just said my bad.
You're bad?
Never mind.
Never mind.
Never mind, it's a colloquial expression. But.
Well, I know that, but I didn't even understand the context of it. But in any case, I would like to think that maybe instead of our elections actually being an expense, they could either be break-even or maybe even revenue-producing. So I would like to, as I said, put that out there for an extended conversation at a more appropriate time.
Okay, very good. Very good. Okay, Melinda, please.
Okay, and I apologize. One thing I definitely want to explore, after having had the experiences, having been the election chair for KPFT, we had an instance that came up, and I feel that it was very much indicative of the fact that, I'm extremely happy with the fact that they make sure that the supervisors do not have close intimate relationships, so they don't carry baggage into the job. And I think that's a good idea. But where I saw that to be a problem was in an instance where we had a case where we had an infraction.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was that the person not having history, they didn't understand what this person in question, and I'm not going to go into specifics, but they didn't know anything. Subsequently, I think that when you come down to where somebody has broken an infraction, I think that they ought to make it so that the chair
who is local and who has a knowledge of the people should have a word in what is actually decided.
Well, Mary Berg here.
I'm sorry, Mary. It's Patty's time.
Oh, sorry.
But I can put you on the list after
okay.
Patty.
But that way, I mean, there should be something as far as that goes. I mean, granted, otherwise, I mean, everything's cool as far as, you know, everything working under the hierarchy the way it was working fine. But it's just that this person is completely way out of the loop, and they don't realize whether or not it would be maybe a thought ball punishment for what could be a bad offense.
Okay. So, I'm sorry. So when you said about close, intimate relationship, you mean among the national and the local, or the
there's a requirement.
Supervisors and the other people?
Well,
okay.
What I mean is that it was basically a matter of the guy, for literally both of our supervisors that we had, had never pretty much been involved that much with KPFT. In fact, literally, our supervisor this last time walked in, I introduced him to everybody, and then he signed up his first pledge form for the first time. So, I mean, he had never been. Actually, he's a member now of KPFT. But the thing was, I think that proved to be an advantage because it was not like I felt like he had an agenda.
I see.
And I feel like his autonomy was fantastic. But as it is, we had a case where a person... It's a long story, but like I said, it was a matter of this person didn't know the history that had been involved. So he basically said, oh, well, we'll give him a slap on the wrist for this election, the fair election practice, whereas the person had a history that indicated that they knew what they were doing.
Okay.
And they literally had demanded in the middle of one of our forums that a previous person be kicked off as a candidate, yet all of a sudden, 9 months later, the same person comes up and breaks that same rule. So the thing is that we need to have something. So I think that the local station would be able to say, no, wait a second now. Let's not do a rush to judgment. Let's do a conference call here. And
okay.
Let's take a look at that. And that way the local station has input on how people who are potential candidates that would be serving on our board.
Okay, so can I just clarify, I think, that there's a role for the local election committee working with the supervisor as a source?
That would be even better. Yeah,
well, that's what we'd have to spill out.
That would be even better. But I was thinking just the chair and the supervisors, national and local. But that would even probably be preferable to be fair, because that would get a vote from the from the committee.
Okay.
I like that even better. Thanks.
All right. Well, I was just trying to listen to you, Melinda, but thank you. Okay.
You made a great suggestion. Thanks.
Okay. Patty is next.
I'm just wondering if... if the files have been uploaded to the site or sent around, was the last year's recommendations by this committee to the national board, and if people or a little subgroup or something could go over those and exactly see what ones were actually followed or not, that could be a really good start for where we're at right now, because I think many things were not even followed that were mandated by a board vote last year, and I'm not sure. I wonder if even that could be done and put in somewhat in the report for the PNB meeting this coming meeting, or if this is the appropriate discussion that we're having right now. But it seems that we really need to look back to things that were passed last year and just to even see how many things were actually done or not done or violated, and you know, I mean, it has to be definitive. We can't just invent things whether we think that happened. But I think there are some pretty clear decisions that were made that violated those suggestions or actually resolutions passed last year. So I think if we could start there, maybe with that document that was passed, and just see from there, just to give a preliminary update at this board meeting as to what really, you know, to some degree, what we know. That's awesome.
This is Carolyn. Could you put me on the stack?
Yes, I will. Okay, can I just, okay, I'll go over it at the end. Okay, the next person is Mary.
Yeah, I think about the timeline, let's see, I have to go backward, and the... Someone mentioned about the timeline. That's a crucial thing for us to put in. That has to be totally redone. And as to
Melinda's issue, I think, would be addressed by having the job description spelled out, because some of these issues can be dealt with that way. What is the relation between the local committees and the supervisor? There has to be, and the local supervisor, I mean to say, and between the local and the national supervisor, and between the national supervisor and the ED, all of those things, if we craft a job description really well enough, they'll be covered in there with accountability and responsibilities. So that to me, that's why that's so crucial. I think that's where we would deal with all of that.
Okay, so within the job description,
Right, and all of those issues, and the thing that Melinda brought up, and the thing that all of these things,
uh-huh.
Because if the one we had before had written his own contract and he had virtually no accountability, so that nobody could do a damn thing, and he got his money all up front. We didn't know this at the time because it had to be rushed because, you know, no one had done anything. So, but if we do craft it all carefully, all those questions can be addressed there, which is where I think they should be addressed.